Bart, the Jets will be down in the Big Easy as they visit the Saints this weekend, but it doesn't promise to be easy against this tandem of running backs and Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. Kamara has hit the NFL by storm, 7 touchdowns on the ground, also 62 receptions, and he can take it to the house every play.
Averaging 7 yards a carry, and he's the engine that makes this offense run. We all know about Drew Brees, but we're talking about, I believe, the clear-cut favorite for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Sean Payton is a tremendous play caller. What is this right here? This is the tight end, tackle over, and what that allows the Saints to do is set the defense. If you look in the box, you have 8 guys into the short side of the football field. We just talked about Kamara and his ability to get to the house and averaging 7 yards a carry, but that gives him all this space to work. And that puts these guys in binds as they're responsible for having to tackle this guy in space. As you let the play run, what we call this is the old dive pitch. Ted Ginn Jr. takes everybody's eyes, bam. And what happens, what I want you to pay attention to, the Ted Ginn motion and the potential of the jet sweep, what that does to the linebackers. Automatically, linebackers false step, false step. So now what you have is now you have angles to get to the second level, and we're going to isolate this man right here. And this would be Coney Ealy or maybe Muhammad Wilkerson, or one of our outside defenders in space with one of the most dynamic playmakers in the game. And that's a tough battle to build because he's not only fast, he's powerful. He can run through those arm tackles. It's going to be a tough task for the Jets. They're going to have their mind right.
Bart, Drew Brees is really effective with that misdirection pitch, but the Saints can run it up the gut as well with Mark Ingram. He's got 9 rushing touchdowns, and he averages more than 5 yards per carry. And I know you love the way Sean Payton schemes things up.
Oh, absolutely. Mark Ingram is a downhill runner. And Sean Payton does a great job again. He's a tremendous play caller. And what they're going to do, they're going to force your safeties to make plays because he's going to put them in a box. So what do we have here? We're going to have a short motion, bringing the outside receiver into the box, forcing the safety to come in the box. And this is an uncomfortable place because most safeties or defensive backs aren't able to really read defenses. So as I let the play run, you're going to get a short motion in. Bam, this is what we have right here. We have up the field. We have a puller coming. We're changing the math. We have an angle down block up to the combo. But this is the key block. And this is what? The Saints have tremendous receivers. They get involved into the run game. On this play, as I let it run, I want to isolate right here. This is the tough position that you put DBs in. Because they don't have experience in the box, he does this. He comes down and he spins out. That's one block. And it's not enough to get one. He's going to combo up and get 2 blocks. So you got one guy getting 2 blocks and really making it difficult as the linebackers can't get around. And this is where it goes. Breaks an easy arm tackle as he's getting downhill, and he's just too hard to stop when he's untouched to the second level.
Bottom line, Bart, the Jets are going to need big games out of the rookie safeties. That's Jamal Adams and Marcus May. Last week against the Broncos, I thought both of those guys were effective helping the Jets rush defense because the Broncos only got 2.4 yards of carry.
And that is what encourages me. Everybody has to come to the party. But the great thing about our young safeties is they don't need an invitation. They're coming regardless. Darren Lee, he does a tremendous job. But this is what I'm talking about. When you talk about guys got to want to come to the party, spotlight right there, Marcus May. I know he gets a lot of accolades for his ability to be a ball hawk. But listen, he don't need no stinking invitation. He's crashing the party. And this is what I like about him. He understands I have to be decisive right now. CJ Anderson, one of the most physical backs in the game. Let me just show you just how important this is. Because if he doesn't make that tackle, look at this hole here. CJ Anderson sees it, and Marcus May does a tremendous job. That's a play for a loss. And not only does he get involved in it, we all know that Jamal Adams loves to be in the party. We don't need no stinking invitations.